Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
There was always that old adage that you don't go into business with your friends or family. So for me, I think the less amount of friends I have, it's just the more potential clients I can have.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's NORADA realestate.com/guide.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Ted Winters. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for joining us. Ted is joining us from New York City, New York, where he is the director of Ted Winters Group, which is a real estate brokerage firm. He is actually ranked in the top 1% nationally for professional realtors. Ted oversees acquisitions and asset management for $500 million and growing portfolio of multifamily assets in the United States. And he also is a teacher for advanced real estate courses at Columbia University in New York City. So with that being said, Ted, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
That was a pretty good intro. Thank you. I guess I got started in this industry about 15 years ago. You know, I started off as just a realtor in New York City. I feel like that my hard work really kind of paid off because within 5 years, I was able to open up my own firm, the Ted Winters Group. For the last 10 years, we've been doing really well, but I think that, we just made a few really good changes in our business model that I think is going to really kind of take us to the next level.
So you started up your own brokerage and now you're, managing over $500 million and a growing portfolio. What was the change that you made in the business model that just exploded the business and put you on the map?
Right, for sure. So the thing that really changed us is I was able to team up with a financial advisor, and what we did is the Ted Winters Group was really looking to get more capital, and one of the quick ways that we figured out how to do that was team up with a financial advisor who really opened the door to a lot more potential clients for us, a lot more investors. We were able to kind of package the Ted Winters Group into a portfolio that our financial advisor was then out there selling to his clients. And, it was really great because the way we were doing this was, getting some of that initial money up front, promising these really big returns for our clients. And as soon as we were able to kind of show them those really good returns, it attracted a lot more investors for us. And those investors, the new money we were bringing in, that was the money we were paying out to the old investors, in showing that big return. And that was allowing us to really showcase, the type of returns we're getting. And, you know, the amount of investors just came pouring in. And, you know, so we were able to take a lot of that money, keep a lot of it internally for ourselves and buy a whole bunch more, you know, pieces of property around the city. So, you know, for us, that's been a big, a pretty big step for the Ted Winters Group.
And I know before we started recording, you were talking to me about just, you know, the amount of money that you made within a very short time frame through this business model. So I believe you mentioned, but correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you mentioned you made $10 million in 10 days. Is that right?
Yes. So that was, I would say, toward the end of last year, that was one of our best kind of 10-day periods, as we were able to raise, you know, $10 million within 10 days. You know, it was a pretty big moment for us, but, you know, we plan on being able to kind of double and even triple that success moving forward.
And when you say you raise it or you actually made it?
I'm sorry. We were able to raise, closer to $30 million, but I personally was able to make $10 million on that.
And help me understand, because this sounds amazing and I fully embrace this business model. So help me understand what assets are you purchasing with the money that's making this return?
So the money that we're actually showing the returns to our investors is actually just more investor money. So as a new investor comes on, you know, we're taking their investment and, you know, distributing that money amongst previous investors to show them a return, and keeping a lot of that money for ourselves as well. And that money basically goes toward new high rises around the city.
And so it sounds like, I mean, what type of returns are your beginning investors getting? I mean, I imagine it's going to be pretty high.
Yeah, we're showing them anywhere between, you know, 20 and 30% within the first 2 months.
That's amazing. It's clear why that's just an incredible deal for investors because of the type of returns. I mean, I'm certainly not able to do that for my group. And I know that the people I've interviewed on the show, that seems like a relatively high return for investors.
Right. And like I said, you know, I think we're the best in the business at this point in the game. And, you know, I think that people want to work with us. And, you know, we're actually getting to a point right now where we're going to grow the company even more. We're turning away clients, you know, occasionally just because of the amount of bandwidth that we have right now.
Well, I'm excited to hear what the answer to this following question is based on, you know, making $10 million in 10 days and that being last year, and I'm sure your business is still growing. So, Ted, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
The best real estate investing advice ever, it really is surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. You know, a long time ago, I heard that it takes money to make money. So for me, the best advice, well, it was teaming up with my financial advisor. You know, finding somebody that really knows the ins and outs of money transactions, and you know, really knows the ins and outs of being able to find you a lot of capital really quickly. So for me, that was one of the main changes that we made within our business model. I would say try to find somebody at a relatively young age. So, you know, if you want to go hang out on some of the graduate campuses, you know, talk to some students, you know, figure out who really is at the top of their class and can really kind of help you move that money around.
And help me understand the graduate classes portion of what you just mentioned, just so I'm clear on it.
Right. So, you know, I think that this day and age, there's a lot of young students who really are looking to make a lot of money really quickly. And I think the best place to find some of these really young entrepreneurs are in, you know, graduate courses, whether that's on the campus where I'm teaching at Columbia. You know, we have a lot of really bright young students that, you know, are willing to take the high risk jobs because they understand that the higher the risk, the higher the reward. So I think, you know, maybe even signing up for one of those continuing education courses, you know, just with the sole purpose of trying to find somebody to help you.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
First, a quick word from our sponsors. Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com. Okay, Ted, best ever book you've read?
American Greed. And I think
the TV show?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's, you know, I guess technically it is a TV show. But, you know, I feel like I've drawn a lot of really good inspiration from that show.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of any book, not necessarily American Greed since TV show, but any audio version of a book. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Best ever personal growth experience. You know, this is going to sound a little off the wall, but there is a Croatian man. His name is Braco, and he's a miracle gazer. And what he does is he travels around the world, and he basically gazes into the audience. I was lucky enough to get a ticket when he came to New York City a couple years ago, and what he does, it really kind of gives you a lot of mental clarity for both my personal and professional career. I think that, you know, it was a lot of the gaze that he gives you is so powerful that it really forces you to look internally and figure out kind of, you know, what am I doing wrong and how can I, you know, turn my life around.
What'd you learn from it?
So for me, what I learned is just the power of a gaze. You know, I think that as I'm working with clients, you know, really being able to kind of look into their eyes, you know, I almost feel sometimes that I've gotten so good at the gazing that I can look into their soul and really understand what this person is about and be able to communicate on a much higher level.
Best ever success habit you practice?
I think for me, it's just never stop learning. I try to read, I try to watch as much American Greed as possible. I try to read all the books I can, especially in the Four Dummies collection. I think that one of my goals in life is to read every Four Dummies book that is out there. And I think that, you know, by the time I'm done, I guarantee I'll be the most well-rounded person that I know.
Best ever deal you've done?
I would say the best ever deal that I've done is, I mean, all of them. I think that all of them have been, you know, huge successes. I don't really have too many failures. But the one I'm most proud of is really convincing my financial advisor to, you know, to work closely with me and become a part of the Ted Winters Group. And I think that, you know, with his knowledge of the market and my knowledge of, you know, real estate, I think that, you know, we really become an unstoppable team.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
You know, the project I'm most excited about right now is really just growing out the Ted Winters Group. And I think that, you know, with interviews that I'm doing and podcasts such as this one, I'm excited about, you know, just getting my, you know, my story out in front of a whole bunch more people. And I think that, you know, we're going to make a couple more changes in the Ted Winters Group. And we're going to try to bring on investors we're going to try to bring on more employees into the Ted Winters Group. You know, and it really is what we're going to encourage those people to do is go out, find other people to become a part of our team. And then when those people come on and become a part of the team, we're going to have those people go out and find more people. And each one of these people, their main focus is to, you know, to find investors. So I think that, you know, the more people that I can bring in, the more money I'll be able to make off of them. And then they can make money off the people that they bring in. And I think it's just a really solid business model. You know, I don't think I'm reinventing the wheel on this one. I think it's been around for a little while. But, you know, from all my research, I've found that this is probably the smartest way to do business.
Best ever way you like to give back?
You know, I think one of the things that, you know, about being a, you know, the president of such a large company is you have to really exude success in order to have people trust you and wanted to, you know, give me their money to invest. So, you know, I often drive really expensive cars. I have a couple of Mercedes, I have a Rolls Royce. So the way I like to give back is if I'm driving down the street and somebody needs a ride, it looks like they're trying to hail a cab, You know, as long as they're clean, I might give them a ride. You know, as long as that ride is, you know, not going to take me out of my way. But I, you know, I'll take them to, you know, my destination, and, you know, hopefully the, at the end of the day, they're a little bit closer to, where they needed to go. You know, and I think that just being able to be in the car and get that one-on-one time with me, I think it's invaluable. You know, sort of like the best Devon listeners are getting right now. You know, this advice is going to change a lot of lives.
Best ever quote.
Best ever quote. Money is not the most important thing in the world. Love is. But fortunately, I love money.
What's that quote mean to you?
You know, it really means to me that, you know, I love money and I love being the most successful person that I know. And, you know, it really is not about like making friends along the way or, you know, trying to be a good guy. I think that people respect the fact that you'll do whatever you have to do to make sure that you make the money for yourself and your clients.
And I like that candid approach because so often, you know, I know I'm personally guilty of this. I talk about, you know, friendships and connecting with others, but at the end of the day, it really isn't about friendships. I mean, if we were to take your advice, and I'm starting to agree, and I actually full and wholeheartedly agree with that. It's all about ultimately the amount of money that we make, because, you know, that's really what we're all after and what we pretty much should be after. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. And there was always that old adage that you know don't go into business with your friends or family. So for me, I think the less amount of friends I have, it's just the more potential clients I can have.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Biggest mistake I've made, to be honest, I don't think I've made too many mistakes in real estate. The Ted Winters Group is a pretty it's pretty high quality functioning corporate machine at this point. And you know, I think maybe the main thing that I've done recently that I kind of wish that I hadn't is, you know, I've been a little bit too open about my business practices and, you know, how we plan on making more money and how we plan on growing our business. So, you know, I feel like some people, I think it's just jealousy. I think people are, you know, trying to poke holes in our business model. But you know what? The results speak for themselves. So, you know, I always go back to the one of the old quotes is they hate us because they ain't us. And I think that kind of really signifies the people who you know, like to question our ethics.
And with the investors who are recently into your business model, are they have you ever missed payments with investors, or has it always been, you know, on schedule for the amount that's required? Because I know, you know, sometimes with investment groups, market fluctuations happen, and, you know, sometimes that happens, but I'm not sure, has that been the case with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every once in a while, maybe, you know, every couple months, we'll miss a payment here or there. But the important thing is for our clients to know is that, you know, you can't really think about it as, oh, the Ted Winters Group missed a payment for you, because it really is about the Ted Winters Group as a whole. And if we want to maintain that level of success, you know, I've got to be able to, you know, buy the expensive suits, wear the expensive watches, so that when we get new investors to come in, that they see how successful I am. Therefore, you know, helping out some of the other investors. And when we do have the money to pay them, you know, we do.
Ted, what's the best ever place to reach you?
You know, Joe, I think I think by now the best ever listeners are probably realizing that if you follow the advice that I've been giving you guys on this show, you're probably going to wind up in jail. I would recommend that you stay away from everything that I just said. I'm actually not in real estate at all. My name is Matt Azark. I'm just a comedian in New York City, and this is I'm really happy to be a part of your April Fool's episode. You know, I think it was a lot of fun.
I love you, best ever listeners.
You know, if you want to reach me, you can find me at humblebluff.com. That's HUMBLE. BLUFF.com. You can see you can get my schedule. I'm playing mostly around in New York City at the moment. You can find me on Twitter at MJ Azark. It's MJAZARK. Those are the two best places to find me. So you know, I really appreciate you. You let me come on and kind of, goof on your show.
Well, thank you, Matt, for being on the show. And I sure hope people didn't tune out after like minute 15 because I'm screwed. Oh, my gosh. Best ever listeners, everything that we said, do not do. Do the opposite. Definitely. And everything that I said on this episode, it was an April Fool's joke. So please, please don't take anything to heart. And I hope you enjoyed us having a little fun on April Fool's Day. I'm sure you did. And we will get back to the best ever real advice starting tomorrow. So thank you so much, Matt, and your fake personality, Ted Winters. I appreciate you both being on the show. And best ever listeners, hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got a smile out of your day, out of the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.